News Talk 770 AM 925 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we do have a more lighthearted segment we're about to do. The one I said on my triple dipper is called You Can't Make This Stuff Up. But I unfortunately have to take a quick aside here for some breaking news that is not so lighthearted. So breaking news right now, I've got the big screen on here in the studio in there's another one of those incredibly shocking and sad stories published just in the last few minutes here. I'm looking at a Fox outlet. Michigan high school shooting leaves three students dead, 15-year-old suspects in custody, according to the police. So three people were apparently killed. Six were injured, including one teacher, according to law enforcement. They are under the belief right now that he was operating alone. He did have a handgun. They don't believe there's any other shooters, no other gunmen. And they don't believe he had any co-conspirators. But at this point, we have a tragic situation just north of Detroit, it appears, at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan, a school with about 1,800 students. And apparently three of those are now dead, six more injured, including one teacher, and a 15-year-old suspect in custody. We'll keep you posted on that as things develop. God, I hate those stories. And there's no easy way around it. And I guarantee you're going to start hearing people capitalize on this, try to scream for gun control. They're going to try to start screaming for, you know, some kind of race-baiting issue, I'm sure. But nonetheless, right now, what they need to be doing is focusing on the healing at that school for families and for students and for those who've been injured. And that's not just physical healing. So prayers to the folks in Oxford, Michigan right now. Well, listen, let me move on from that, and we'll check back in with it later as things develop and keep you posted. Here's number one of the triple dipper. You can't make this stuff up. And I'll tell you the one that first got me. The one that first got me when I was looking at, I kept thinking, I'm seeing more wokeness and misstatements and gaffes and bad policy decisions that are based on woke policy. I'm seeing it everywhere. And I'm looking at it thinking, how do I cover this? That, oh, it's all one segment. That's it. Well, here's where it started for me. Did you see the story? And I'm looking at it right now. This version comes out of the Post-Millennial. So a Canadian professor has been claiming to be Native American. Does this sound familiar? Yes, it does. I am in mind of a Senator Warren in the United States, but this is a Canadian. All right. So Post-Millennial reported as of yesterday afternoon that this lady, Dr. Carrie Bourassa, she claimed to be indigenous. She was claiming to be part of the Bear Clan of the Anishinaabe and the Métis, who goes by the name of Morning Star Bear. Morning Star Bear has now lost her government job and her professorship because Morning Star Bear has no indigenous background whatsoever. It just was convenient for her to claim it. And you look at this and go, come on, did you think nobody would ever find out? Well, apparently where it all began to break down for Morning Star Bear was she gave a TED Talk in 2019 in which she came up on stage in full tribal regalia, very emotional, and said, while wearing a blue shawl with braided hair and a feather in her hair, and she gave a personal, tearful account about how she was Morning Star Bear, who came from a dysfunctional family surrounded by addiction, violence, and racism, which her sister now claims has no bearing in reality and does not know where she came up with these ideas. And she's actually white without any blood ties to Indigenous Canadians. Morning Star Bear. Well, I got to thinking, okay, I mean, what was it about that TED Talk? And then I saw it last night on the news and I thought, oh yeah, I get it. That doesn't even look like someone who is operating in their gifts, if you know what I mean. All right, so that's number one. That's what got me going on this. And then I began to find more and more stuff. And I thought, Lord, so here's one, and this one does relate to you and I. Because this dude who keeps making decisions that affect you and I as Americans, you know I'm talking about, Dr. Fauci, the unelected bureaucrat who has more power than God, apparently, in the eyes of many Democrats especially. Well, Republican Senator Ted Cruz had to blast him because of his basically the CBS Face the Nation interview he did the other day, in which no one bothered to ask him, you know, things like, how about your gain-of-function research or anything like that? No, what they wanted to know was, how do you feel about Republicans attacking you? Okay. So what he responded, though, was, I tell you what, let me read it to you. Report off Fox News in this case. Fox News saying, during the interview, Fauci said, here we go, quote, anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, no one's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. There's a face. There's a voice you can recognize. You see him on television. Well, they're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous. So you see what happens? He is basically saying, I'm science. You can't contradict me. That has got to be one of the most god-awful things I have ever heard come out of some grandiose mouth. I'm science. I'm science. I am science. I remember when I was on the floor of the state Senate hearing someone on the opposite podium as we were debating a pro-life bill who said, I am here to speak for every woman in the state of Alabama. And I thought, you're not speaking for my wife, my daughter, or anybody else I personally know for that matter. You're just here speaking for your own views. But he's science. You can't make this stuff up. All right, so listen, next segment here. And I saw this tweet, and in fact, I wish I had just saved it. But it was a picture. We were talking about electric vehicles earlier, and you know, electric vehicles, I'm not dissing the fact that electric vehicles have a place, and we've got to start going to an all-of-the-above strategy. Okay, but the idea that electric vehicles are currently the best way to go all around is not always the case. I saw a picture that I just loved, and it was a picture, literally, of an electric vehicle on the side of the road that had run out of battery power, and they had to bring in a gas-powered generator on the side of the road to power it up and try to recharge it. So a gas-powered generator having to boost up the electrical vehicle. But Pete Buttigieg, oh yeah, Pete Buttigieg, who is back from his 2 months of paternity leave. Neon Nettle, a website I've just recently discovered. Neon Nettle is reporting that Pete Buttigieg gave a speech just yesterday to MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart during an interview. He said that the bottom line is, struggling American families who are worried about rising fuel costs, they should just buy an electric car and never have to worry about gas prices again. Never mind the fact that's cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So if they're already struggling with costs in today's inflated environment, well, the idea that you're telling them, just go buy something else that costs thousands of dollars, you'll be fine. He goes on to talk about the fact, too, that the Build Back Better bill has a number of incentives in it, like upwards of $12,500 in discounts for families thinking about getting an electric vehicle. I'm not sure if he pointed out the fact that that bill also requires those to be built in a union plant, which means the cost is going to be probably sky high. So I'm looking through. All right, what else have I got? Let me weed through my stack here. Here's one that Bongino, who's on just before me, here's one that Bongino reported on, and I just thought, you know, it's at every level. Just stop talking. Just don't let the inside words become the outside words. It's not necessary. How about this? Yesterday afternoon, Bongino reports that Kansas Democrat, a state representative in Kansas. All right, here he is. What's his name? Oh, gosh. Kansas State Democrat Representative Aaron Coleman, who apparently is only 21 years old, which is shocking. He's in the legislature at 21. How about that? That's both impressive and depressing all at the same time. But in a political self-own, I mean, the guy literally tweeted out at 8 p.m. calling for the resignation or expulsion of one of his fellow representatives for having a DUI. And then minutes later, he sent out another tweet calling for another fellow Democrat in the legislature to be, you know, recalled or expelled for having a DUI. And then 5 hours later, he got a DUI. So the end of this particular piece that I'm reading from Bongino's report says he has not yet issued a tweet calling for his own expulsion. You can't make this stuff up. I'm just telling you. It gets good. And when you start surfing the news, you realize it can be funny and sad all at the same time. Let me hit one more before I go to a break. This one, I knew this was coming. All right. I knew it was. Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, bless his heart. That kid went through so much, spent 87 days in jail, weeks of that time. He had no water to even bathe. He got put on trial. He had his name dragged to the mud. He's been maligned by every liberal media pundit in the world. Even the president of the United States called him a racist. or alluded that he was a racist and is trying to deny it now. But all said and done, he was so excited to be accepted to be a student at Arizona State University. So excited. I mean, it was like all over his face. You could just see it. And one of his family members who was a representative during the trial said he's so excited. He was so proud of the fact that he got accepted to Arizona State University. And I thought, man, y'all, I kind of wish you hadn't said where, because I knew what was going to happen. Well, here it is. Story from the Post-Millennial, dated 2 days ago. Yep, you guessed it. A bunch of woke liberal students are now calling for the university to disenroll Kyle Rittenhouse because they are calling him a bloodthirsty murderer. Never mind the fact that the evidence did not show that. Never mind the fact that a jury of his peers found him not guilty and he was acquitted on all charges. Never mind the fact that none of what was said about him in the public arena ever turned out to be true. But they don't want him to go to college. Never mind the fact that there are prisoners who committed actual crimes in jail taking classes at Arizona State University online. Never mind. No. They want Kyle Rittenhouse to be disenrolled. And the student organization called Mecca DASU, which is a Latino liberal organization, posted a list of demands calling for the campus to withdraw Rittenhouse from the university and issue a statement against white supremacy and defund the campus police all at one time. So, yeah, wokeness that has no clue about real life. And they're not even paying attention to the fact that, as the article notes here on the Post-Millennial, ASU administrators have already said that even if Kyle had gone to prison, he could still continue his studies online from prison. Rittenhouse is currently an online student, not one who attends the university in person. I'm just telling you, folks, I got a few more of these, and we're going to wrap those up. But, Yaffe, go ahead and take us to a break, man. We'll come back from that, and I'll do a little bit more of this you-can't-make-this-stuff-up stuff. Because, folks, it runs deep. And we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So when we see the wokeness, we got to point it out. And you know what? Sometimes it's harsh, but sometimes you also just got to laugh. Because you wonder, did they really mean to make their inside words their outside words? Yep. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.
Do you just love coffee? Just Love Coffee is way more than a typical coffee shop. With award-winning specialty coffee and unique waffled menu, a great spot for coffee, snacks, and meals all day. Just Love Coffee Cafe has a warm and welcoming atmosphere, perfect for meeting folks, generous hospitality, a fun experience that keeps folks coming back. On South Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison, you're gonna love it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Eat, drink, love.
Generosity is part of what makes America great, but sometimes the record-keeping and tax receipts can make giving more difficult than it should be. The National Christian Foundation is one of the leaders in helping you by streamlining your ability to give. With over a decade of experience, the Alabama team for the National Christian Foundation stands ready to reduce your paperwork, lower your taxes, and maximize giving to your favorite causes with a biblical view of generosity. Check them out at www.ncfgiving.com/Alabama. That's ncfgiving.com/Alabama.
Here's your weather update from the Way 31 Storm Tracker Weather Center on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN.
It's a gorgeous and mild Tuesday afternoon across North Alabama. High temperatures in the mid-60s later on today. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight. A bit chilly when you wake up on Wednesday morning in the upper 30s. And our warming trend continues for the rest of the work week. We're back into the 70s by Thursday and Friday. From the Way 31 Storm Tracker Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Carson Meredith.
65 degrees at 2:50 p.m. on WVNN.
I stay very active. For my 40th birthday, I ran a 50-mile race, and to train for that, I was running about 70 miles a week. But over the years, that's deteriorated to a point where even running a mile, my knee would swell, and the pain that I would have would sideline me for several days.
That's Shane Mosney's story that led him to QC Kinetics.
I elected to choose a combination regenerative therapy that helps my knee regenerate to a point where I'm able to get out and start running again. But more importantly, I left there with a lot of hope.
QC QC Kinetics natural biologic treatments boost your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged tissue with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery.
Those guys have given me back a part of my life that was deteriorating. I just ran my first 10K since my therapy, so I'm trying to pick a good half marathon to run, but my goal is to run another marathon, yes.
Call QC Kinetics, 256-929-PAIN. That's 256-929-PAIN. QC Kinetics, 256-929-PAIN.
Hey folks, Dale Jackson here for Kennedy and Son Structural Solutions. For 75 years, they've been your go-to source for all your structural needs, whether they are foundation issues, whether we're talking about the lintel above your garage, crawl space, basement, waterproofing, and mold remediation, they've been here for you. And right now, they're here for you again. They've got a great new service called Free Flow Drainage. It's like a storm drain for your roof, taking that water that comes off your roof during downpours and moving it away from your house. And this is where the most severe water damage comes from. It causes water intrusion into crawl spaces and basements and causes you big problems. This preventative measure from the Free Flow Drainage System can save you tens of thousands of dollars in repairs and damages later. Kennedy Sons can also integrate yard catch basins and track drains across driveways, patios, and sidewalks. They're the experts at this kind of stuff, folks. Go learn more about what they can do for you to make your home better. Go learn more about them at TrustKennedy.com. Again, that website, TrustKennedy.com. I trust them, and you should too.
Have you ever had your power go out? Nothing is worse than when it really goes out or you have a medical issue. It's a problem. I wanted to look into a whole house generator, but you can't find them. I was talking to H.C. Blake, and I think they hoarded them like I did toilet paper. H.C. Blake bought too many, so they're offering up to $1,000 off a generator. If you want a generator, want it installed by someone you can trust, and want a deal on it, do what I did. Call H.C. Blake at 256-469-3353. That's 256-469-3353.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Dr. Paul Zak joins us. You not only talk about gamification, and can video games kind of teach us things about money?
Now, Doug, tell us what we learned from the interview.
I thought Dr. Zak was going to tell us playing Grand Theft Auto would be the key to financial success. And that must have been the subtext of the interview, right? Clearly, I need to play more video games and I'll be a bazillionaire.
Stacking Benjamins. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN.
Depend on it.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you about my friends at E-Tax Breaks. E-Tax Breaks, how cool. I was talking with someone about this earlier today. I've known these folks for a while. They got 23 years of experience, and their whole gig is they find people money. That's their deal. They just find you money. You may not even have any clue that this the common sense ways that you run your business could result in you receiving tax credits, tax incentives, grants, you know, any number of things that are out there in the over 3,000 programs that they're experts at combing through. And all they do is they assess your business and they go, yeah, we see it. And they'll call you and say, found you some money. And in July alone, they found $7 million for their clients. And they only get paid if they find you money. eTaxBreaks.com. They've got a special landing page just for our Right Side listeners. eTaxBreaks.com/right side. That's eTaxBreaks.com/right side. So listen, wrapping up this segment here on You Can't Make This Stuff Up. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, here's one. How many times have we talked about vaccine mandates on this show? And by the way, I do believe that we're going to have an update tomorrow on some issues going on in the legal world. I'm hoping that my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty will be able to be on with us tomorrow, give us some insights on that, as well as the Supreme Court's arguments on the Mississippi abortion case. All that to say, vaccine mandates. We talk about them a lot on the show. We've talked about the fact that, you know, I may not be anti-vax, but I'm certainly anti-mandate. It's the biggest government overreach I've ever seen in my lifetime, and it's causing any number of trickle-down effects. So here's one. You ready? The Federalist. Pulled this story off The Federalist, dated yesterday afternoon. Hospital, wait for it, hospital struggles to treat 18 Waukesha parade victims because of vaccine mandate. A high-ranking official has said the hospital currently has hundreds of open positions and attributes much of their staffing shortage to the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Go figure! So, yeah, Dan O'Donnell, writing for The Federalist, he says literally that the largest children's hospital in Wisconsin has been struggling to care for their patients, to include the injured kids from the Waukesha Christmas Parade, in large part because they now have staffing shortages stemming from their COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So 18 kids were brought to Children's Wisconsin of Milwaukee with their injuries from that parade, right? Several of them do remain in critical conditions, and one 8-year-old died of his injuries Tuesday. And as of Monday morning this past week, or this past Monday, the hospital was still treating 7 victims. So listen, here's the deal. A high-ranking official at Children's who spoke on a condition of anonymity said the hospital currently has hundreds of open positions and attributes much of their staffing shortage to COVID-19 vaccine mandates that were being enforced by the hospital. Their website lists 239 open positions. Good Lord, 239 open positions. And as a result, they now, by the way, they won't tell us how many they fired, but they have 239 open positions. So that tells you they fired a bunch and a bunch quit. And they've not released that, but nonetheless, they're struggling to be able to staff the required medical treatment for kids from that parade as well as their usual clientele. And that, you know, I did see, by the way, and I said it the other day, one hospital in San Diego or thereabouts, right outside of San Diego, I believe it was, just flat closed down. Here's one separate story, Waukesha again, though. You may have seen it. I think Yaffe, you may have even tweeted this. I think Dale did. But CNN got roasted for tweeting out that the Waukesha parade track was caused by a car. They didn't bother saying that there was a bad guy driving the car. They just said, Waukesha will hold a moment of silence today, making 1 week since a car drove through a city Christmas parade. That was did you tweet that one about? Do I remember that correctly, or was that just Dale?
Yeah, I did. Unbelievable, right?
I mean how tone deaf. It's just like, okay, are you scared to say Daryl Brooks, who happens to be a black activist who hates white people, according to his own social media, ran through the crowd, and that there are 8 dead or 7 dead, and, you know, I think it's 48 injured. They can't say it, though, apparently. But some of the responses have been pretty classic, like a guy named Professor Robert George tweeted, well, how about that? Autonomous cars seem to be running amok. who was this? A California congressional candidate, a guy named Buzz Patterson. I follow him on Twitter. He says, a car did this? Not a human being with the intent to kill and maim being held on $5 million bail? Someone else tweeted out, I guess Joe Rogan is radicalizing cars. I mean, it's just classic CNN.
I mean, maybe they want to ban cars. You know, that's what they do with the gun. They blame the gun.
Yeah,
so
see?
This, blame cars.
There you go. I mean, I think what we need is more car control.
yeah, there you go.
People should do more background checks before they get those cars. Well, anyway. Last one, and then we're hitting the top of the hour. Last one here. UK government has banned the word Christmas to avoid offending minorities. Oh, yeah. On the Neon Nettle, a website again that I'm just discovering here recently, the UK government has argued their civil servants should avoid the use of the word Christmas because it might offend people. However, you'll be glad to know that Conservative MP Saqib Bhatti, who is a Muslim himself, says this is ridiculous. I can't wait to show my kids a Christmas tree. It's part of our British culture. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with more.